For an hour, in front of an audience that devours politics, Greg Abbott fielded questions about issues he's dealt with as Attorney General, including the controversial voter ID law, which Democrats and Republicans are wrangling over in court.
It is a fact that we've had far more instances of voter fraud than we have had instances of people who were denied the ability to vote because of voter ID.
Attorney General Abbott filed a lawsuit asking the courts to uphold the requirement being enforced this November that Texans show a valid photo ID when they go to the polls. Abbott says Democrats are wrong when they claim fewer minorities and seniors will vote.
If you look at the states that have implemented voter ID, they show that voter participation goes up and voter participation by minorities goes up. And so there is no evidence showing that requiring voter ID suppresses any kind of vote.
Abbott says he believes he'll win at least 40% of the Hispanic vote in November if he becomes the Republican nominee, and that the GOP is working hard to appeal to more Hispanic conservatives. He also explained why his agency joined a usual nemesis, the Obama administration, in filing a lawsuit to oppose the merger of Fort Worth-based American Airlines with U.S. Air.
We believe that certain components of this violate antitrust laws. We have focused in on a couple of unique aspects of this, and that is to ensure that people in rural areas are not going to be harmed by this. But we're working on trying to make sure that we have a merged product that's going to comply with the law and take care of the people of the state of Texas.
During her appearance on stage, State Senator Wendy Davis condemned the American Airlines lawsuits, saying they could seriously damage the state economy and North Texas jobs.
There are thousands upon thousands of jobs that are reliant on the success of that airline emerging from bankruptcy and, of course, them being able to accomplish their merger. And I think that was the wrong call.
Davis, who is expected to announce her candidacy for governor on Thursday, steered clear of actually saying she'll run. But she began striking the tone she may need to attract some Republican and independent supporters and to rid herself of the liberal label attached to Democrats. She said she thinks the state has enough revenue, a signal to conservatives that she wouldn't rush in and raise taxes.
I would certainly take a sales tax, a property tax increase off the table, absolutely. You know, if I had one day, someday, the privilege of being in a leadership position that could veto legislation like that, I would.
Davis did say, as she has in the past, that lawmakers may be able to shift spending by eliminating some of the state's $35 billion in longstanding tax exemptions and loopholes.
Ask whether they still make sense.
An overflow crowd of about 1,000 packed the auditorium and hallway to see Davis, and Democrats who preceded her on stage talked about a new confidence that they can win statewide with Davis leading the ticket. Although there will be other candidates in the primaries, the starting gun for an Abbott-Davis race begins this week once Davis announces she's in. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.